start. Yes, welcome to this planning meeting, 27th of October, 10 a.m. I'll start off by saying members of the public and press are warmly welcome to attend. Mobile phones should be switched to silent, and we will be recording this meeting for purposes of producing the minutes. Right, first thing on the agenda, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. I believe we've had apologies for absence from Councillor Acker and Councillor
Weaver.
Yes. Okay, yeah, we take a vote on that. I propose to accept their apologies.
I'm happy to second that.
Okay.
Can I just bring something to your attention?
Yes.
We don't have our name tags out, our name plates, so would it be a good idea to get the name or announce who we are?
So public know who we are.
We know who we are, but you don't.
You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's fine, you're quite right. They weren't there. I sort of assumed they were.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the first item on the agenda, 2567. Second item, 2568, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interests. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Anyone have any interest to declare?
No,
Chair. No, okay. Next item, 2569, public session 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker, although there is some leeway allowed on that. Priority will be given to those members of the public wishing to share information relating to items on the agenda. We have two members of the public. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, we're both in the same the same planning application. It was really just to come and share our thoughts on application 252151, which I think it's on your agenda
it
today.
Is.
Yeah. I've got a little handout, if I may. Can I pass that over to you? I don't propose taking too long over it, but last time we came on this subject, because it has been before, you heard both sides of the
we did, yeah.
Both sides of the story, and we left it to the council, I think. But now it's come up again. It's another retrospective planning application for one that was retrospective last year. It may be that you know a bit of the history, but I just quickly say the original plans for number 5, which is what this refers to, Fairhaven Avenue, were passed in April 2023 with no objections from anybody, including ourselves. But during the build, things were done differently, and the retrospective went in last year, and that got refused. An appeal was made, and that got dismissed. So then there was a breach of conditions notice handed out to number 5 in May. After 3 months, I asked what was happening, and they said, "Well, we're giving them a bit more time. They are looking at pre-application advice." And then they submitted this application today that we're looking at. And we've still submitted two further objections. One was the initial one that we sent in the day before a revised drawing was made. And then we made a second objection because of the revised drawing. And the first objection really was, it was very unclear to us exactly what was being proposed. It looked like the two large windows that are looking over our property were being taken out and replaced with fixed windows and obscure vinyl put on the bottom third of the window. We objected on the grounds that the vinyl basically is a temporary thing, it could be removed. And there were other reasons that we gave in more detail, which I won't go into now. But basically we were saying we found it unsatisfactory that we're back again a year later with almost the same kind of thing being proposed. The second objection was really to say that the first application, the application that was made was to remove and put fixed windows in. Then when the revision was made, it said, oh, we're going to retain existing windows and just lock them in case we need to get access at any time in the future, which again meant you can lock them, but you can also unlock them. So it made no difference, really. And so we're saying, basically, we're not really happy because at a future situation, nothing really changes and things could go back to being the open windows that we currently have looking over our property. I did hand out last year a picture of what that looks like on our property. If you want to see it, you're welcome to have a copy of that. This was last year's comments that we made. And basically, I've only got one copy here, but you're welcome to have it. That the red is the larger windows that were put in onto a flat roof which looks over. This is our property on the other side of the fence here. And it just basically looks over the whole of our property. The original application was for small windows and they increased it to large. And we're still basically in the same place. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. If you want a copy, you're welcome to take that.
I'll remove this. Yeah.
Well, yes.
And that's really... I was hoping that that would be the 3 minutes I've got, which is all I really wanted to say.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
I was wondering if our neighbours would be here today, but I'm surprised they're not. So they obviously haven't been able to put their point of view over. But
they have it, well, obviously they have in their application, but that's fine. Yep,
yeah.
No problem.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right.
Right, we move on to the next agenda item, which is to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting of the 30th of September 2025. Have we all read those minutes and is everyone happy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Who would like to propose?
I'm happy to propose, Chair.
Okay. And I'll go along with that. Yes, they all look okay to me.
Thank you.
Okay. So we come on to the planning applications, which... There's not that many this time. Right, the first one is 2571, to consider planning applications received, 252096, retrospective application for installation of a 1.8 metre high fence adjacent to highway on householder boundary 21 Shears Crescent. Anyone any comments?
I've got no comments at all.
No.
No?
No.
Did you walk down there and look at it?
In the dark, yeah.
Okay, I haven't, but I've looked at it on Google Maps, which is the previous, before the fence was put up.
Mm.
And I know there's no, well, there is one objection and one support.
Mm.
But looking at it, I don't have a problem, so
no,
I would propose that we put in no objection.
Mm.
Okay, coming on to 25.2. Yes. I beg your pardon.
I'm happy to second.
I beg your pardon, we need to vote on that.
Yeah, we do,
yeah.
Okay. So, all in favour of no objection being made. Next one, 25.2151. The removal of the installed cabrio windows times two on the rear elevation and installation of two 940 by 2520mm fixed and sloped Velux windows with the bottom panel to have a frosted or opaque vinyl applied. 5 Fairhaven Avenue, West Mersey.
Mm.
Who would like to make any comments?
Just really, just to reiterate, there isn't much change from the original application.
Mm.
Looking at the previous application and for the reasons that are listed on that application, the decision that Colchester City Council made on appeal, I can't see the decision would be any different from what was previously presented to Colchester City Council.
Yeah. I'm getting anything in it.
So, I'm sorry, David, what were you saying?
I'll get anything in it. I mean, putting that up, it makes no difference to it as it's almost the same as what it was before, so yeah.
I'll just say that, as the member of the public has said, there's it's actually confusing, this application, because it's entitled, as I read out, that they've got to replace the windows, but they've put in another drawing, a revision of the drawing, which with notes on it, which indicates they're just going to lock the windows.
Mm.
So it's unclear exactly what they're applying for.
Mm.
If we take the title of the application, that sounds reasonable, that it's going to be replaced with fixed windows, but as I say, there's a new drawing's been put in at a later date, so I'd either object to it on the grounds that the application's unclear, and we would be in favour of the fixed windows but not retaining the existing ones in a locked position, because that obviously could be changed in the future.
Mm.
That's my opinion. I don't know. Have you got a proposal?
Chair, can I just add as well? I'll share sort of maybe the public's views with regards to the film. I mean, I've got film on some of my windows at home, the vinyl, and from time to time it does peel off as well. It's not a permanent fix. So I would accept your proposal if you're looking for a seconder, or if David would like
how
to.
How would we word that?
Object to the application.
On the grounds of?
On the grounds of the application is not clear what the intention is.
Yep.
Whether it's a fixed window. Or an opening window with temporary obscure vinyl applied.
Well, or an opening window locked.
Yeah,
opening window
or locked with a temporary obscure film applied. Is that acceptable, Chair?
I would word it as don't consider an obscure film acceptable. It needs to be permanent, permanently obscured glass. If that's
temporary
possible.
Obscure film, which needs to be
permanent, a locked window with permanent obscure glass.
Well, no. Just put a note at the end that says the glass. It's not acceptable that glass is obscured by a temporary film. It needs to be permanent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Does that
actually make sense?
Yeah, I was going to say, does it make sense? And does it make it clear that with permanent glass that you would accept that it's an opening window with permanent glass? Permanent obscure glass. Does it make it clear, Kirsty?
Well,
you
object to the application on the grounds the application is not clear as to the intention as whether the fixed window is. Or.
Whether it's a fixed window
or an opening window. With. That's when you get confused with a locked.
Locked window,
with a temporary obscure film applied.
Or opening window locked. Put full stop after locked. Any. A temporary film to obscure the window is not acceptable. It should be a permanent.
Okay.
Solution.
Yeah.
That's. You can see the intention of what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to repeat it?
You object to the application on the grounds that the application is not clear as the intention of whether the fixed window or
whether a fixed window
or an opening window is locked.
Or an opening window or a locked opening window.
A locked opening window. A temporary film to obscure the window. It's an obstacle temporal. It should be permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your proposal? I'll propose.
Seconded by,
yeah. Okay. We move on to the next one. 252173, single storey front porch and shower room extension.
Thank
51,
you. Thank you.
51 Raymead Close, West Mersey. Plan 252173.
Chair, I've got no. Comments on this one?
Dave?
No, I haven't got any either, to be honest.
Okay. My only comment, well, my comments are that I have no objection to it. It's in keeping with the it's a semi-detached house and the one it's attached to has a porch extension exactly the same as what's been proposed here. So therefore I propose that we say this council has no objection to this application.
I'm happy to second that.
Okay, that's the end of the planning applications we're considering today. 2572 is to receive notification of planning decisions. Applications passed. These 251605, proposed single storey extension, part two storey, 48 Mill Road, West Mersey, that was passed. 251946, application for prior notification of agricultural forestry development, Wellhouse Farm, that was passed. That's something we considered in the last meeting. 251770, proposed single storey side extension and rear extension, 59 Colchester Road, West Mersey, that was passed. Applications refused. 251813.
Refused again.
Yes. Erection of side extension to existing first floor flat and creating roof level terrace area 122 Coast Road, West Mersey. Right, and there's been an appeal lodged on one application, 250918, two-storey side extension to provide additional bedroom at first floor level, 35 Mersey Avenue, West Mersey. Plan link 250918 and appeal 337-3147. That's that house that was semi-detached with the A-shape. They're appealing the decision.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of this planning meeting.
Oh,
that,
I think that's the quickest way we've ever had, isn't it?
Took longer to get here.